Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, Caviar Dreamers.
I'm Margaret Josephs.
And I'm Lexi Baputo.
And every week we are bringing you entrepreneur real stories from leaders, disruptors, change makers, and risk takers.
We may not be serious, but we seriously mean business.
Here we are.
Here we are. Hi, Caviar Dreamers.
Hi, Caviar Dreamers. We are here coming live from the living room, very casual.
Yeah.
A little bit of a somber mood today. Happy, but somber.
You know, sometimes in life, you got to look at the really big picture. And we've really enjoyed doing the podcast. We have done a lot of episodes. We've met some incredible people. It's been a really amazing journey. But we talk about business, and right now there's needs in our business that need us to refocus our attention.
Exactly. We've been doing the podcast since the pandemic.
Ooh,
woo.
Racking up those episodes.
Yeah, 3 years.
A lot of talking.
It's over 3 years.
Yeah, it's a lot of chatting.
A lot of chatting. I hope you've enjoyed it very much, but we're going to have to take a break. So this is going to be our final episode for a little while. So that's why, you know, I feel a little emotional about it. But we start a new business, Soiree, our mocktail line, because I don't drink, and I pumped a lot of money into it. We've pumped a lot of money into it, and I have to hyper focus on it between filming and the business. I don't have time to devote to this podcast the way we really should, and I don't want to do anybody a disservice.
No,
but we have to focus really all of our efforts on Soiree right now.
And it doesn't mean we won't be back. It's goodbye for now.
Yeah, it's goodbye for now. And it's, you know, sometimes in business, you have to make a business decision because, like I've said, you can have it all, but not all at the same time.
It's so true. And we've talked about so many things like self-care so many times and how important it is to, you know, we had an episode, The Art of Saying No. You know, there's times when you really have to like not feel obligated to continue things when it's, you know, it's hard to do everything perfectly.
Exactly. And I've had a hard time saying no. I've struggled back and forth because I love meeting all the different guests that have come back onto our show. I've learned so many things about them. I've learned so many great business things, just going on everybody's journey with them, the different stories, everything that we've discussed. I hope that you guys have found intriguing because it's bettered me as a person. So when, you know, we have to give something up, I'm just like, Jesus, it's just like, I don't want to, I'm going to miss it, but I just feel like it's going to be better for me in the long run. And, you know, you never want to do something like that, but I hope everybody learns from this also is just like, sometimes one chapter closes and another one opens. And unfortunately, you know, though this chapter is closing and I love doing this every week with you guys, you know, hopefully we're going to come back to it, maybe in a different genre. Maybe we're going to be on your radio one day. Maybe we're going to have a YouTube channel. Maybe we'll be back on the podcast in a different way. But right now we're really just going to have to be touring with Soiree, growing that brand.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we'll do a little recap of what we've been up to in the last like 4 weeks, which we've crammed into the last 4 weeks, what some people would cram into a year. And hence why I'm almost half dead on the sofa drinking bone broth.
Exactly. My voice is totally a mess. we've done a trade show. We have done events. We did an influencer event. I just want to talk about that because that was absolutely hysterical. We did an influencer event in Philly. Now, it turned out to be magnificent, but I was extremely stressed because we did it in a great restaurant.
Well, first of all, as a precursor to all this, I would like to say I learned something about myself. The trade show was one of the biggest learning curves of my entire life. I am a person who, like, if I go and buy, you know, like a piece of furniture that has to be built, it has to be built right then, there, done, has to go to bed with it, done. I am a person that everything has to be done now, cannot wait. Like, let's maximize the opportunity. Well, if we're building a bookcase, we might as well fix all the things that we were going to fix anyway. I'm just that person. And Philly, I was like, we're only there for a few days. Let's capitalize on the press. Let's really make a big splash at the show. Let's sponsor the events. Let's take a couple of locations. Let's do an influencer event. Let's really go big. Well, I bit off more than I could chew. And I will say, in all honesty, some of it is ego, which I really didn't think I had an ego, but I'm beginning, maybe I think maybe I do, because I wanted to look important and come out like a we were in a category with all amazing other people.
Yes.
With mocktails. And I wanted to look important and be like a star player and come out strong. But I bit off a little more than I could chew this time. And I came home half dead.
Yes. It's, you know what? When we got there, Lexi's like, we're doing this. We're sponsoring a party. We're sponsoring a concert. We have two locations. We're doing an influencer event. And I was like, what possessed us to do all of this? So I was like, we overextended ourselves. And I was like, wow, I might die.
But here's the problem. And I talked about this with our fabulous Bubbly Blossom event skills that do a lot of stuff with us. You know, we discussed this while we were there. They do the same thing. And you know why? Because it always turns out okay in the end. So you're like, well, no, it was actually worth all the headache. So you keep doing it. But right now I'm beginning to realize I can't keep doing those things. I have to be much more strategic about the way I operate everything, running this company is very different to any other company I've run before or been involved with before. There's a lot of moving parts. So I have to really think a lot about how I operate on a daily basis too. It's interesting.
Yes. I think it's super important when you are running a business. I think businesses change and you can't run by the seat of your pants anymore. And everything is more strategic. And don't overexhaust yourselves, because we are overexhausted. I realized that between filming and we did all those events, by the time I got to the influencer event, it turned out great. But I was literally at my wit's end because people were in the restaurant and the guy at the restaurant who was a little doll.
He was. It was a fantastic restaurant. But I have never experienced anything quite like this in my life.
It was supposed to start at what time? 8 o'clock or 8:30? 8:30. And he promised the restaurant would be empty. Well, at 8:20, he's bringing, you know, people are celebrating their birthday and birthday cakes are coming out. I was like, get these people out of the restaurant. He goes, oh, I dropped the check. I dropped the check. Yeah, you dropped the check. The whole point is we have the restaurant from 8:30. I could not understand how three-year-olds were in the restaurant celebrating their birthday 8:30 on a Thursday night.
The poor girls were in the back patio trying to blow up balloons. As one table would leave, I would run in with like the poster boards and all the balloons. I'd run past little three-year-olds blowing out the candles. These balloons are not for you, baby. Go home. It's past your bedtime.
Yes.
It was a disaster.
I was having a freak out because I was like, I have influencers coming in and the restaurant is filled with patrons who don't belong there for this event.
Well, I felt bad also because they were like trying to enjoy the dinner.
Yes. And I felt bad for them. I felt bad because I was like, you know, I didn't want them to think, oh, my God, Marge is such a bitch. She's pushing us out of the restaurant.
Well, the good news was some people we just told to stay.
Yeah. Some people I was like, just stay, enjoy the event. And they did. And
they were
adorable.
There for the expo. So they were in our world and they understood and they were hilarious. And we had a great time.
Yes. But I was like, what is going on here? So I felt like because we didn't have control of it. And we let someone else handle it who normally doesn't handle events.
Yes.
Doesn't understand that everything has to be pristine, locked up, and loaded. But of course, the restaurant manager who was like, well, this is Philly. This is Philly. No, this is not Philly.
Yeah, no, this is the real fucking world, pal.
Yeah, and this is not the way it rolls. So I felt like because we have spread ourselves so thin, you know, we let things get out of control a little. And I said, I'm too old for this.
I mean, it did turn out totally fine. We got great content. Everyone had a great time. Everyone loves the drinks. The bar wanted to carry the drinks immediately as we left there because for them it was a very smart move because making a mocktail takes a lot of time and costs them a lot of money and they can't charge for it. So a canned mocktail is the way to go. So on-premise people, if you're listening, you need soiree on-premise.
Yes. So I just want to let you know what has been going on with us. But since it is our last episode, I do want to cover one thing, the Golden Bachelor. Because I was so excited that this was coming out. I thought I should put Marge Senior up as a candidate. Not that she should be competing with these women. Maybe they'll do the Golden Bachelorette and she could be the Golden Bachelorette.
Let's put that out there. She'd be a great Golden Bachelorette.
Because she's not going to be competing with all these women. And, you know, some of my girlfriends could easily be on the Golden Bachelor because some of these women were like 60. So like a Ramona Singer, you know, these women, some housewives are that age.
I'm going to be honest. Last night I was laying in bed and I was like, wow, I have like a really weird pain in my vagina. And it was, as you always say, my vagina still hurt from watching it.
It was so hysterical.
Worthy.
If you want to watch a great recap, watch Jared Fried. He is hysterical. You will die. You know, he was just saying no tampons necessary, you know.
Oh my God. When they cut to the hearing aid in the opening package, yes. I was like, wait to hit it home. This is a Golden Bachelor.
Yes. And it was just. You know, these women are vying for Gary, who's very adorable in a geeky way. You know, he's handsome and distinguished looking, but when he speaks, he does have a geek vibe.
Well, Jared Fried put it the best way. His voice is like a mix of Kermit the Frog and Bert and Ernie all in one thing. Oh, wow, you look good.
Yes, I know, which was adorable. And these women are beautiful and they're all over 60 years old.
And they want sex. I'm just going to put it out there. They came in hungry for the big D.
Yeah, they came in looking for love. Their vaginas.
I don't know if they're looking for love.
Their vaginas are not atrophied. I've watched the preview.
Preview.
I said that. For the coming weeks. And I mean, numerous women are saying, Gary, I'm falling in love with you.
Wow.
You see this guy crying. This is the hardest thing he's ever done. Next to burying his wife, the worst pain he's ever had.
Poor Tony.
Burying poor Tony. I was like, wow, this gets intense and I am here for it. So I feel bad that we're not going to be able to discuss recapping this Golden Bachelor together, but I hope you guys are going to send me your thoughts on it because this is going to be the best Bachelor yet. I am dying. I am so plugged into this because there's nothing better than watching women who have birthed children, have grandchildren, act like total psycho cases fighting for some guy.
Clucking like chickens, taking off the clothes. You know, a lot is going on here. The jealousy is amazing. My one favorite character all the way through when she was sat there and she was so nasty, such a wicked bitch.
Kathy,
that was it. Well, Kathy got on one.
Kathy, her face was pulled very tight. She could barely close her eyes. Yeah. But the problem is she did not have the ear reduction with her plastic surgery.
Yeah, yes.
Like so. Marge Singer did. This woman's ears were much too big.
And her eyes did not close at all. I just want to hit that home. Did not close. So when she was like, Rachel, how do you pick Rachel? Or whoever it was, she literally looked terrifying.
Yes, I was very, very taken aback.
Like the Beast of Beverly Hills.
Yes. And there was a woman from New Jersey, Shrewsbury. I don't even want to say her name because someone on my cast is named that.
Teresa.
I mean, it is hysterical when you get a load of that one. And he picked her right away. I did not see that coming at all. And she is just like, I mean, she came out, like she said, in her birthday suit and opened up her robe. And she had on like some nude Spanx type lingerie.
Yeah, it was like Spanx. It wasn't even cute. Like,
she definitely needed a spray tan.
It was like Spanx from Marshalls, like Hanks.
Yeah, I was cracking up. So I just want to say, I just want you guys to know everything that we'll be doing. We'll be focusing on our business. You know, I also have the beauty line as well, the Candy Couture. You know, we're going to have to reboot our lives a little bit. And we're going to miss you. We're going to be focusing on the Golden Bachelor. Yeah. I'll always be here for the DMs. If you want my business advice, if you want anything, I definitely will be doing some Instagram lives that we will be doing. We're always going to stay in touch.
Oh, yeah, of course. We're always here. We love and appreciate our Caviar Dreamers and all the times that we've shared over these last few years. But yeah, even just thinking about it now, like you know, the beauty business has changed and what's required of us as a beauty brand now to like retain our positions in retailers has actually changed. And even just over the last couple of weeks, that workload became incredibly demanding. So it's not like it's just soiree. We manage so many things. I don't think people sometimes realize that. And if you listen to Cy DeSilva's episode, you do realize, but that even the influencer stuff and the partnerships and collabs that you do are a tremendous portion of the business too. Even just managing those, managing the timelines, the posting, creating the content, it's a lot of work, and add to that filming also.
Exactly. And now, by the way, I don't want this to come across as a bitch session.
No.
I want this to come across as just like,
It's real, honest, and open. Authentic.
Talking about how, as women, and anybody who's in business for themselves, take on a lot. And they have to prioritize at different times.
You know what? So I went to England for my grandma's 90th birthday, which was absolutely magical. It was honestly one of the best trips ever. Originally, I thought that the trip would be maybe 10 days. And it wound up that I landed on a Thursday morning and flew home on a Monday morning because we were working the day before doing a golf event for soiree. And I had to be back because the day after I got back, I had to leave to Philly to a trade show. And in the space of leaving to the trade show, I also had to get a spray tan and cut my hair. So things were not moving so smoothly. But I ordered like sweatshirts for all my family, custom sweatshirts and custom bags, you know, as like a gift for everyone. And someone said to me, oh, I don't know how you have time to do all this. If you want things done, you ask a busy person. And it's so true. And it's not like a bitch sesh. It's just like we do overload our plates so much now, just in general as a society.
It's true.
And everything requires more forward facing shit. Like, I might have liked it better when people just left me the fuck alone.
I know.
Not so you, though, Caviar Dreamers, because I really enjoy you guys. No,
and we really enjoy being together. So I just want to thank all of you guys for supporting us, tuning in, listening. We love all your feedback. And I want you to all stay in touch with us. And we'll always keep you updated on everything we're going to be doing in our lives. I hope you come into some of our Instagram lives when we do them. We'll let you know when we're coming back, whatever reformat away that is. And I just want to give a big thank you to Claudia and Jackie O from The Toast because they believed in us from the beginning. We're on The Toast Network, which was then collabed now with Dear Media.
Yeah.
They are partners with Dear Media. So we want to thank the Dear Media family also for hosting us.
We're the best producer. We're so lucky.
Best producer in the entire world. So we've been very blessed to be on such a great network. So thank you so much. And we look forward to being back in your lives soon. So it's not goodbye, just goodbye for now.
We're just going to put the caviar on ice.
Yeah, caviar on ice.
That's us. Caviar on ice for now.
Thanks, Caviar Dreamers.
Emotional.
I'm not crying. Are you crying? I'm not crying. You're crying.
Thanks for listening.
And if you love the podcast, don't forget to leave us a 5-star review at Apple Podcasts.
Follow me at The Real Margaret Josephs.
And me at The Life of Mrs. B. And the podcast at Caviar Dreams Tuna Fish Budget.
Tune in every Wednesday for new episodes. Keep dreaming, Caviar Dreamers.